The show must go on to honor a fallen member of the Prince George community. On Sunday, July 20th, the group riding in the Cops for Cancer Tour de North this year will be going out on their first team ride since the death of Shane Kelly. The community member, who was passionate about supporting several Canadian Cancer Society and other cancer-related charitable events, was set to take part in his first Tour de North ride, when he was struck by a vehicle during a training session on Monday, July 7th. He died due to his injuries 3 days later. "This ride is an important part of the healing process for Shane's teammates as we carry forward with something he was truly passionate about. Raising funds for children with cancer and supporting the families who face it," said Cops for Cancer manager Laura Nelson. Charlene Bast, a cyclist from 150 Mile House, is part of the Cops for Cancer Tour de North and will be riding on Sunday. "The idea came about because the team is so devastated and shaken up about the incident. We are nervous about getting out riding on the road again," said Bast in a statement to Black Press Media. "It was suggested we do a group ride, in memory of Shane, with a vehicle following us to make us feel safer." Bast added Kelly was an amazing teammate, saying he loved to be playing bikes and doing it to raise money and awareness for cancer. In the July 7th incident, an officer was also struck by the vehicle. He was taken to hospital with serious injuries. "Because of this, RCMP, BC Emergency Health Services, BCEHS, and BC Sheriffs will be escorting Sunday's training session." Just a few days after the incident, another cyclist was struck in Prince George. Then, in the Okanagan Grand Fondo on Sunday, July 13, a competing cyclist was struck and killed. Bast added a close call recently sent a cyclist off the road in Williams Lake. She hopes this stretch of recent incidents come as a wake-up call to drivers. "I would like to remind drivers to share the road with cyclists and give us space, as we are constantly scanning and trying to avoid rocks, nails and potholes when we are riding on the shoulder," said Bast. "Pay attention, put the phones down and slow down. For the safety of everyone in Sunday's upcoming ride, only 2025 Cops for Cancer team members will be taking part," said Prince George Media Relations Officer Corporal Jennifer Cooper. After the incident, officers found the suspect vehicle, a newer model black Dodge Ram 1500, and have taken one man into custody. However, the RCMP's investigation is still ongoing. Officers are looking to speak with any witnesses or anyone who was in the immediate area of where the incident occurred who might have video surveillance, dash camera footage or cell phone video of the vehicle's driving behavior before and after the event. Anyone who has any information is asked to call the Prince George RCMP's non-emergency phone at 250-561-3300 with the file number #2025-21081.